With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman men and women's national flag football teams are gearing up for a major international test as they head to El Salvador today for the Central American and Caribbean Regional Championships this week. The tournament is sanctioned by the IFAF, or IFAF, the sport's Olympic governing body. National teams coordinator Maggie Ebanks says Cayman will face a deep field across the region.
So we'll be facing teams from Nicaragua, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Guatemala, and El Salvador.
Ebanks says the tournament uses the official five-man non-contact Olympic format and marks a major milestone for Cayman's long-term development.
So it's a full five-man non-contact game. They feed off of the five-man non-contact a lot. That is the international format. That's the format that would be in the Olympics. IFAF is the governing body for the sport for the Olympics, and this is their regional tournament. I feel we're ready. I feel there's also a touch of development. This is our first tournament where all players are going to be Cayman passport holders. So it's the first step in the right direction. We're going through a big restructure with the national team program. So it's an opportunity of we're getting other players stepping up, getting the shot at a national team spot that they haven't had before. And it's just exposing the sport to more people and then bringing it home and developing the homegrown players that we need to continue and push the sport further.
The national team's coordinator said while they've reviewed last year's footage, they are aware that every team is coming in hungry.
We've seen footage from last year, so we don't know in terms of how teams have changed, but teams are obviously hungry too, they're prepping too, so we're interested. It's our first time facing off against a country tournament, so we're looking forward to it, and it's the way the pathway forward that we want the national team to go.
It will be Cayman's first true country-to-country tournament, a key step in elevating the program internationally. Island Primary are once again queens of the pitch, claiming the Inter-Primary Girls Cricket title for the second straight year. Coach Anna Boogie says the victory is a reward for months of early morning training and a group of girls who simply refuse to stop working.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is this moment like for you?
Yeah, I'm just pleased for the girls. Like, they put in the work. I think we had an interview the other day and the girls said like we bowl every Tuesday and Wednesday morning, so it's nice for them. I think their bowling won them the game today. Like, they did everything I've asked them to do. They work hard, so it's nice to get the reward.
Yeah, you definitely. Back-to-back champions. What does that say about your program and how well these girls are developing throughout the course of the year?
I think we're in a fortunate position that when we started out, we were a small school, and so lots of these girls have had opportunities to play for the school teams for like when they're in year four and when they're in year five, and so they're building on experience after experience, which makes them stronger players. Like, they've had more exposure, and they've also now because they've had the experience, they're like building like a love of the sport throughout the school, and I think it's making it easier for us to build on it. So it's nice, obviously, starting a new school, they get lots of opportunities, and at Island Primary, that's what we're trying to do, like get them as many opportunities as possible.
2026 champions, what did you think of the overall league that the government has put on here for the schools?
Yeah, it's been a really enjoyable league. Like, our side of the competition seems to be very competitive. We played First Baptist in the league and they beat us, so we were coming back today wanting the win. Very exciting game, but yeah, it's been a great league. The girls have flourished in it. We put two teams from Island Primary in, and these are the year six girls, and they've loved it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
The players themselves were buzzing after the final, saying they were nervous at first but proud of their bowling, fielding and key outs, and excited for the tea party their coach promised as a celebration.
Awesome. How do you feel to be champions?
It feels really good because we worked really hard.
What did you think of your game today? How do you think your
team
played?
I think we played really well, but then I think we played really well getting those outs in the beginning, and then going from there, our bowling was good in our fielding.
I was really scared because we lost against them once, so I was like, are we going to win this or what is going to happen? But then we won, so I was like so happy, and it was really exciting.
I think our bowling and our outs were like the best here, and I think Sienna, like, round of applause for her because she got the best person out, yes, called Amelia from awesome. First Baptist.
I'm really happy that we won because, as Helena said, that we didn't win against them at first. And
also our coach promised us a tea party.
And we did party!
Hold her to that.
We're going to get our tea party while we're in math.
And okay, we get to pour water on our other coach's head.
Okay, Miss Jade.
Nice, nice. Thank you guys so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sir Johnny Cumber placed third in the girls' division. However, in the boys' division, Cayman Prep won the title, with St. Ignatius coming in a close second, and East End Primary finished third. Tune in to hear from the boys' champion in tomorrow's report. And Cayman Rugby's women battled to the end on Saturday, but fell just short in a narrow 22-20 loss to Jamaica in the women's 10th clash at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. I caught up with Captain Zora Mutumba after the match. She says the team is disappointed with the result, but proud of the fight they showed on home soil.
So tough loss. How did you feel about the game overall? And what do you think did not work for y'all tonight?
You know, obviously gutted to lose on home soil, but proud of all the girls for continuing to push through. Even when we were down, we kept pushing, kept playing until the very end. It's just back to the drawing board, looking at those small little errors. But overall, I think the big picture of it worked, just tightening up on a few little things. But
and how much was the crowd support in your favor tonight, you think?
It was electric having so many people show up to support us. We really appreciate the community coming out. I know it was raining at the beginning, so them sitting through the rain and sticking with us until the very end, it means a lot.
Do you think that played a role, the rain?
Yeah, obviously, when you're playing a game where you have to be catching a ball and it's slippery conditions, it makes it that much harder. So I think that definitely did play a bit of a factor in it, but overall, just tightening up, that's all we need to do.
What's next for you ladies?
We are off to Bermuda in 3 weeks. So back to the drawing board, hard in the weight room, hard on the pitch, and hopefully we'll bring back a better result.
What are some of the things that you think, if you could pinpoint those little things that you mentioned that you all need to work on to help you guys win against Bermuda?
We've been working on our kicking game. It's been tough because we lost both of our key kickers halfway through the season. So getting some more of our kicking skills, that'll be really helpful. And just some discipline, some of the small discipline things, making sure we're onside so we don't get silly little penalties. But overall, super proud of the girls.
For those who missed it, the doubleheader also featured men's 15s action where Cayman came out on top in a hard-fought Big Game 12, defeating Barbados 41-26. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.